day after. Zmlkne navždy. Je to historka vypravovaná blbce, ruch a vzruch postrádající smysl. Macho madness right now. Sugar is sweet and so is honey. Macho madness is on a roll and it can't be stopped. No, unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place. Me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway. Yeah, but don't be hypnotized. No, reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can telepathy. Yeah,
but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on, and the beat goes on,
And the beat goes on. You are listening to WFMU. My name is Paul Bruno. We are at the end of my program. We just heard from The Clash with I'm Not Down from the London Calling album from 1979 or 1980, depending on where you lived in the world. For that, Savak from their new one, Squawk. We heard Tomorrow and the Day After. That is new on the Peculiar Works label. Part of that, Dynamic Truths, band that featured the great Bob Schick on a roll. Bus Stop is the song we heard from the record Understanding is Overrated, recorded circa 1998, released on the Little Black Cloud label back in 2010. Part of that, Lifeguard from their latest album, Ripped and Torn, out now on Matador. We heard A Tight Wire. For that, Hose Got Cable with Purple Face. That's from their discography CD, 1992 to 95. And at the top of the set, Philadelphia's TVO. That's be confused with TVOD, which I often have. Let It Roll from their new one, All Aboard Choo Choo FU, out now on the Future Shock label. And that is it for me, and that will be it for me for a couple of months at least. Like I've said throughout the show, I will not be here next week, nor will I be here for the next couple of months. The Greatest Adventure with Greg from Zone 5 will be on the air in this slot for the summer. I hope to be back here in September. Don't know if I will be. There's no guarantees of that. But in the meantime, Greg's going to do a great job. He does a great show. He's a great dude. So be nice to him. And let me just tell you that you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And I just want to thank all of you who've been listening and supporting this show for the past couple of years that I've been on. I've started about, when did I start on this show? September 2021, I started in this slot. And I want to thank all of you who've listened, pledged, and just dug what I've been doing. And your support matters so much to me. Because, you know, listening is part. People listening makes this more fun. As opposed to just doing it at home, you know. But yeah, thank you so much, everyone. And I hope to see you again in the fall. But until then, all of you, I want you to stay safe, stay healthy, and stay tuned to WFMU. And to Radio Row, which is coming up right now. Thank you so much, everyone. Paul Bruno, signing off. Take care.
Hello. My name is Kim. Thanks for listening. Also known as DJ Pink Ranger 95. Last song you just heard was called Drab Measure by Crack Cloud. Before that, you heard Overwhelming by Wombo. And then before that was New Ice Age by The Horrors. Before that was Nausea by Gurriers. And then I started out with the song Vin Diesel by Male. Yeah, thanks for listening. This is my first Radio Row on WFMU. I'm a little nervous, but I'm happy to be here. For this mix, I just picked out some, I guess, post-punky kind of songs, since I feel like that's just the genre I fall back on a lot. I've been making playlists for many years since I was in high school, so it's really fun to have this opportunity to put them on the radio. Yeah, next up we have the song Waving My Arms by The Birthday Party, which is Nick Cave's, I don't know if it's his first band, but it's an old band from Nick Cave.
Oh, it's a man.
Hi again. It's me, DJ Pink Ranger 95. You're listening to My Radio Row on WFMU. I've been playing some of my favorite post-punky kind of songs. I started this little section out with The Birthday Party's Waving My Arms. And then the last song that you just heard was called Big Decision by Voyeur, who are a New York band. Before that, you heard Screwed by Captain Crocodile and Video Trash. Before that was Secrecy is Incredibly Important to the Both of Them by Eve's Tumor. And before that was the song Still by Just Mustard. And then before that was the song Complications by Killing Joke. So I'm going to play some more songs for you guys before I say goodbye. Up next, we have one of my favorite and one of the most quintessential bands of, I guess you could say, the post-punk era, Sushi and the Banshees with Monitor.
Prevention of dogs begin to circle me. Their teeth, their jaws, my body in its vividness. As flesh is made in marble, as marble captures softness, as softness holds a violence within a pure expression. Glimpses now of snowy beaches, winter's born in Delaware. Glimpses now of driving, counting bridges to see that again, yeah. Ride that wake, all the way scream in my throat. Ride that wake, all the way my mother's voice came. When my tears return as poppies in a field, yeah. When my tears return as poppies in a field, yeah. Endless dreaming, endless ecstasy for all. Of course, a brutal end is apropos. I made my art to suffer for the spectacle. As flesh is made in marble, as marble captures softness, as softness holds a violence within a pure expression. Glimpses of when I walk so far I get home with my ears bleeding. Glimpses of the trees that mark my seasons, all life since I've lived. I still see the place I once knew as 5275218. Ride that wake, all the way a scream in my throat. Ride that wake, all the way my mother's voice. Carry me where my tears return as poppies in a field, yeah. Carry me where my tears return as poppies in a field.
Right, noise! Fancy music. Are we digger? Are we digger? Are we digger? Repetition. Are we digging repetition? A repetition on the drum. This is the 3 hours, the 3 hours. Repetition, repetition, repetition.
Blind generation.
Hello again. This is Kim, aka DJ Pink Ranger 95. Thanks for tuning in. I'll just quickly go through the last few songs I played. The last one you heard was The Bridge by Clinic. Before that, Repetition by The Fall. Before that was I Stare at Floors by Protomartyr. And before that was Poppy by Model Actress. And as I said earlier, before that was Monitor by Susie and the Banshees. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope y'all have enjoyed my picks. And so, yeah, thanks to WFMU also for having me on. The legal ID is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM or online at WFMU.org.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, my heart is in my throat from that rather maybe unfortunate piano playing. You are listening to.
Why do we only listen to dead people?
And he doesn't sound dead. That was Sviatoslav Richter playing
at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Yeah, then there's a reason that we started this show with that. Right now, I want to say that I'm Colin Bryant, and here's the reason sitting next to me that we played Richter in Brooklyn.
Because your co-host, Carol Gimbel, was at the Brooklyn Academy of Music all week, pretty much.
And that recording that we just heard is the finale of a Beethoven sonata that people don't play that fast. And you can hear that Richter actually can't play it that fast either.
Which Beethoven sonata?
The one, opus.
The one we just played, yeah.
E-flat major, opus 31, number 3. And I don't know, Richter, in 1965, his second tour.
That's my pet peeve when your phone goes off on the air.
Oh, my pet peeve is when you announce it to everyone.
Okay, but before you get into your whole dictionary thing, I just need to say, so you told me the story about Richter played at Carnegie Hall, what, days before this recital?
The 19th of April, I believe.
And then everybody wanted to see him again, but they couldn't get Carnegie Hall again?
They couldn't get Saul Hurech, the manager, he couldn't get Carnegie, it was booked. So he got the Brooklyn Academy, which actually, you know, the Brooklyn Academy, now you played in which hall today?
I played in the Fisher, which is a beautiful black box theater, but I've been many times to
the main hall.
It's gorgeous.
I've never been.
Well, we have to go.
42 years in New York, I've never been, and I didn't know that it seats almost 2,300 or 2,200. It's huge,
it's
this
big,
hall.
Yeah, it's big, yeah. Really, and it's gorgeous.
And I don't know, Richter was just off his rocker in this performance. I mean, he actually can barely play it. I mean, he actually can't play it that fast. It's insane.
Okay, so today we're doing all finales, right? Because we're celebrating. We get to do lots of ending. We did an ending for the marathon, and now we're, you know, the last couple of shows before we start the new... what do they call it? The new FMU schedule for the summer schedule.
So the new schedule.
So this is celebrating.
New schedule starts officially here at 6 a.m., not at midnight. Is that correct?
6 a.m.
Yeah, so we have Susie Hot Rod and Rock and Roller Derby. Then we have...
Tonight.
And we have Jonathan Herwig.
At 10.
Kendra at midnight. His show is called...
Blurred and Obscured, like your brain.
Like my brain. And then we've got Freaking Out with Kendra Plex, who is actually in person, not a freak out at all. You'd be surprised. And then, who's at 3 o'clock?
I can't believe I don't know this.
That is the real finale of the... Of the year-long season of WFMU program.
Somebody on the chat board is going to tell us. Okay, listen. So we're doing mega finales, and the reason I talked about, I mentioned the marathon was because we ended the whole marathon with this crazy mashup of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony that I put together that had Clockwork Orange and Mr. Bean. And then, you know, some great recordings of it. So we're going to play the whole finale of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony
right now. This is the quintessential finale of all time.
Just keep saying finale.
Oh, that's because the movie, the Italian animated film Allegro Non Troppo.
Yes.
That's such a masterpiece. It was a kind of a parody of Fantasia. So they do like a more adult-oriented cartoons,
okay,
of music, and the monster at the end keeps looking for the perfect finale.